This is the Don and Mike Show. God damn it. 23 years of farts and memories. The Don and Mike Show.
And Don Geronimo returns on Friday for his farewell show with the rest of the gang. In the meantime, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, and someone else.
Yes, you know, I've said many times, he's an acquaintance of mine, not a friend.
That's true. That's right. We do drink together.
But he has been on the show. How long has it been? Has it been a year yet?
What?
You've been with the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, this
maybe.
Is everybody. Joe Ardinger is joining us in studio for this segment. Joe has said something to me many times this week that's quite telling. He said, after certain bits, I could listen to that all day. Mm-hmm. One thing is a Charlie bit. I think we all agree there's never too much Charlie. He loves Scott Shannon. And this next segment, when we found out we were going to do the ultimate best of Don and Mike, Joe wanted one segment and one segment only.
This is my request. This is something that Rob and I play. We play Don and Mike when the microphones are off.
Oh, this is a good behind-the-scenes joke for
us. But this is the original Jackie Stallone bit from Don and Mike. So, Buzz, take it away. Get us out of here.
It is the best of Don and Mike and Joe's favorite, Jackie Stallone.
Here last night at the Tucker Carlson Show, frequent guest on our show, here's the first tape, Jackie Stallone. Give this about 30 seconds because her earpiece is going to fall out.
Jackie Stallone, she's an astrologer as well. She also owns Rachel the dog, who's also a channeler. Jackie and Rachel join us now to tell us about the future. Jackie, thanks a lot for joining me.
I can talk over this part before the earpiece comes out. Mm-hmm. You might remember we've had Jackie on the show, gosh, since we did our morning show.
Yeah, and the main attraction with Jackie Stallone is that she's the mother of Sly. Right.
But she's nuts, and she's always got like the Shirley MacLaine rap on her head.
And she's very curmudgeon-y, too.
And she had her dogs predict the last presidential election on this show.
Accurately.
The line every day for her, for me, for you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so... these men, they volunteered.
Now they're talking, and very soon her earpiece is going to come out because she's doing the satellite thing.
Right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor, lives in her neighborhood, so why not camp on his doorstep? What do you think?
She's probably afraid to. Speaking of fearful situations, tell me about Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend.
It fell out.
It did fall out. Can you hear me?
We're
going to take a moment here as Jackie Stallone. Jackie Stallone replaces her earpiece. Perhaps.
I don't know either.
Question is, can she hear me even without the earpiece?
Well, Tucker, my earphone fell out of my ear, so you're going to have to wait a minute.
Okay, I'll wait just a minute. Could we get... shouldn't you have known this is
coming? God, anything else? Okay, what do you want to hear? This is for the birds. Okay, what do you want to hear, Tucker?
Tell me about Olivia Newton-John.
All right, we got Cindy Sheen solved.
Yeah, we got it all figured out.
Dump her on Arnold's doorstep.
You and Rachel, you can check that off your to-do list.
Okay.
All right, so already this is bad TV.
Who gave this guy a TV show?
Because it's Tucker Carlson, whoever the hell he is.
Where's he? And where does he come from? I mean, what is his back? He's not a TV guy, right? Isn't he one of these pundits or something like that?
Well, originally, I think a newspaper guy, but he's been on that CNN Crossfire show that Jon Stewart hated so much. That show was canceled, and now he's on some other network.
All right, and here he is now with Jackie Stallone, who's got the wrap on her head, you know, because I got the feeling if you take that scarf off, that it would be like the guy's head in...
The Abominable Dr. Fibes.
Or the...
Blue Veins.
The Mel Gibson movie.
The Man Without a Face?
No. The first one. What's his first
name? Mad Max.
Right,
the guy that wears the hockey mask.
Yes, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
Hello there, Max.
Here she is discussing Olivia Newton-John, Tom, and Katie.
Tell me now about Olivia Newton-John's
boyfriend. I think that's beautiful. If you knew this family, first, he can't stand his wife. He just deliberately set this up. A car picked him up. He's going to take a nice long trip, and when everyone gets their act together, he'll come back. It's very simple.
So you think he is going to come back to her?
To her?
To Olivia Newton-John?
Well, he didn't seem like he missed her too much. He doesn't stay in touch. Do you agree?
I do agree. I agree because I think he's likely dead, but you say he's not.
He's not dead.
Where is he?
He is floating around with somebody else. I can assure you within a month, when everyone else gets their act together and they agree if he's having a good time, he will be back. But not with these two airheads, I can assure you.
Well, look into your crystal ball, Jackie.
I did already. I 3 days looking in there. Well,
This poor schmuck is doing a show where he's supposed to be competing against, like, O'Reilly and stuff like that.
He doesn't know what he's got
you
either.
You need to see the visual for this, too, because not only is she all circused up with a dog with a little frilly collar on, he is at this point flustered and red in the face.
Because he can't handle it.
It's too much.
Oh, my God. So he's got to come down and play in our arena for a little while.
He can't handle the
V8. Cruz and Katie Holmes, is this for real?
I'm going to dump this on Rachel's lap. I went over this with Rachel this
Rachel's
afternoon.
The dog. Rachel,
just to clear up for our viewers now tuning
affair,
in, Rachel is
about
your
the
dog.
Love affair.
Yeah.
Of course, Tom has been looking for the perpetual.
All right, hold on. I got to break into this because I have been told that Dwight Gooden.
We've been expecting this.
In fact, will be calling us now. Dwight Gooden, as you know, is on the run from the police in Central Florida down by Tampa Bay.
Last seen in Tampa, right?
After a traffic stop.
That's right. And he's been driving around for days now.
Phone.
Hold on a second. Hello, Dwight?
Hello.
this sounds like Jackie Stallone.
This is Jacqueline Stallone. Who's this?
this is Don Geronimo. You called me.
Oh, that's right. How are you?
We're looking for Dwight Gooden.
No, he's right here with me.
Wow.
I think he's intoxicated.
What are you doing to Dwight Gooden?
How are you?
How are you?
I was just going, hold on a second.
Thank you, Jack.
Did you drop your earpiece?
Drop my earpiece. Yeah. So I heard you're looking for Dwight Gooden.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you're looking for Dwight Gooden. I got my dog here with him.
He's
drunk.
How is it being on the Tucker Carlson show?
No, he was rude.
Really?
I don't think he liked me. He didn't believe my predictions. Huh. That fella that bird brain that's with Olivia Newton-John, he's going to come back in about a month. All right? I've been driving around with Dwight Gooden.
Wow.
Doc Gooden, he drives like a real kook. he drives like a real creep.
Does he like your dog?
My dog, he doesn't like the dog. The dog ran into his lap and he slapped at it. I said, I'm going to call Sly, or my husband, the plastic surgeon, to take care of you. Do you want to talk to Dwight Gooden?
Yes, please.
Doc Gooden.
Put Doc Gooden on the phone, please.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Jackie.
It seems like he's a little distraught. Oh. Really. My dog ate all of Dwight's pills.
Oh.
Hold on a second. I'm going to put him on.
Okay.
Here, take the phone.
Okay, now, here we go.
This jockey.
Here we go.
To talk to you. No.
Dwight Gooden.
I'm not going to be mean to you.
Jackie Stallone.
Pick it up. Come on, take the phone.
Hello, Dwight.
She's convincing him.
Doc?
Hello, Doc.
Huh.
Doc.
Who is this?
This is Dwight Gooden. I don't feel it too perky.
Oh.
I've run it for the law, Doc. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll tell you something right now. I've taken a bad turn of the road.
Oh, no.
You drove... Dwight Gooden, who sounds incredibly like Major Bill Smith.
How are you, Doc?
How did you hook up with Jackie Stallone?
I don't know. I've been blind drunk for about... Oh, I don't know, the last month or so. It's very, very frustrating.
You know, Joe Torre says the Yankees are...
Majesty, never drunk.
Joe Torre says the Yankees are standing behind you.
Tell them you want to come in. Tell them you want to come in.
I want to come in.
Oh. You want to come in where?
I want to turn myself into your show.
Oh, well then...
I've been drinking and whoring all night long.
I know you have, Dexter.
It's really bad.
I mean, Doc.
It's really bad.
Would you put Jackie back on?
Yeah, she's right here.
Oh, good.
I'm feeling very frustrated.
Hang in there, Doc.
I've gone into hiding in Ivor City with Wendell Hall. Hold on a second.
He'll take care of
you. You want to speak to Jackie?
Yes.
What does he want me for? What a mess. He's a mess, isn't he? Isn't he quite a mess there, Don Geronimo?
How did you end up with Dwight Gooden?
I was down here in Tampa, and I was doing a book signing. And he was out there on the street, and I recognized him because my channeling told me that he's really a good guy. Uh-huh. And then And then I got in a car with him, and I realized that he's a flipping crackpot.
Wow.
And he's been driving me around, and he won't let me out of his car. And then we stopped at this little roadside cafe, and that's how I got him on the payphone. He's really upset, and he said, you're the only guy he wants to talk to.
I was.
And my dog channeled the fact that he's going to go to prison, and he broke down when I told him that. Yeah. Man, he's such a crackpot. He needs to be in the loony bin. That's what I think.
How's that scarf you're wearing on your head?
I'm not wearing it right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. The dog bit Dwight, and we had to use it to wrap his hand. It was bleeding from his hand. And then he screamed when he saw that my head was cue ball bald.
Yes.
With a few scabs on top of it. He won't let me stop to eat. Luckily, my turban is full of crab cake.
Your turban is full of crab cake.
Crab cake.
I don't know what that means.
He hung up. Mike, you hung up. I mean, Jackie, you hung up.
Maybe he'll call back.
Oh, hold on. Let's hear another tape of Jackie Stallone.
Yes.
Let's hear Jackie with Tucker Carlson. Mike, don't call back yet. Don't call back yet, Mike.
What?
Don't call back yet.
Okay.
Here's one more clip of Jackie Stallone with Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. Discussing Jennifer. And again, this is just train wreck TV.
Yes, it is.
Even for this guy, Tucker Carlson, who's a nobody doing a nothing show, mm-hmm. This is awful. He doesn't know how to control this old broad.
Which son does the press hit you up about?
What?
Which one of your sons does the press? Is it Frank?
Well,
or
what do you
Sly?
Think? Well, get real. What do you think they're interested in? Sylvester. I mean, does that. Yeah.
That was my guess.
No,
but again, I'm not a psychic. Now, finally, since
you don't have to be a psychic for that. My dog could tell me that.
Well, your dog's a psychic, too, as we understand.
This is great bad TV.
Channeler. Yeah. Of course he is.
He likes you. He said the moon's in Taurus tonight. He likes Taurus.
I like him, too. I am
He's
a Taurus.
Funny I know you
that.
Are. Your moon's in Taurus, too.
So,
driving him nuts.
Jackie, finally, some of us have been waiting quite some time for bow ties to become cool again.
Okay.
It's been about 150 years. Do you think that's going to come again?
This poor sap.
Yeah. Well, for you, I think it's your signature. It's like Larry King has his suspenders. I mean, when you can't remember who's who on TV.
Now, when she says Larry King, the guy's face goes white as a sheet. She's like, oh, my God, stupid old bitch. You've named the competition.
But it's basically me and Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam.
He wears a bow tie,
He does. Yeah, he does. And I think it was pretty good. But do you think the rest of the public will ever catch up?
Do you give a damn?
No.
As long as you like it, it's your signature. People know who you're coming.
Hold on. I bet that's her calling back.
That'd be great.
Me just a moment. Hello?
What the heck did you hang up on me for?
You hung up on me.
No, I think Dwight spilled Zima in the handset. A lousy connection. How are you? What do you want anyway?
You want
me to channel something for you?
You called me.
I'll predict the next presidential election right here, right now.
Okay.
It's going to be Hillary. My dog told me. I drink lots of water, but still I remain impossibly dry. Dry.
Yeah.
But I might be dry, but I told Doc that I got to find a bathroom. We've been on the Tampa Bay highways for about 3.5 hours.
Wow.
He's distraught. He's a nutcake. What a fruitcake this guy is.
You know, he sounded an awful lot like He sounded a lot like the late Major Bill Smith.
I don't know who's that or whatever that nutcase is either. You're trying to confuse me, but I'm here to make predictions.
Okay.
I got my dog with me.
Make a prediction. Was that the worst TV episode in the history of TV, you on Tucker Carlson?
No, I didn't care about him. He's a rude man with his bow tie. That's all he cared about was his bow tie.
Right.
I tell you, I think he's a little light in the loafers, if you ask me. I think he really plays for the other team. You know what I mean? I can't figure out that silly knucklehead.
Did he smell like high karate?
Ah, I love that stuff. Sly used to wear it all the time. He used to splash it on. No, that was my other son that wore it. Sly wore brute. Frank wore high karate. Frank bathed in high karate. It was, hey, oh, Don?
Yes.
Doc Gooden wants to
talk
to you.
Put him on. We got a hit break here. Let's now talk to Doc Gooden, who's wanted by the law down in Tampa. Hello, Doc?
Hello, Don.
How you feeling?
Well, I'm just not too perky. I'm running from the law, and I gave the police van my driver's license.
Hey, what are you thinking about having for dinner tonight?
I'm going to have some
some lava beans, baby limas, and German potato salad, some orange roughy. Why don't you come on down and have a meal, man?
How are your fingernails?
My fingernails grow. All the women are jealous of my fingernails. I tell you, you ought to come down to Tampa. We'll have a good old time. I'm feeling pretty good. I think I'm going to, well, you know what I'm going to do?
What, Doc?
I'm going to turn myself into the law and Tampa and go right into the police station and say, I turned myself in. I'm a former pitcher. I lost some toes. Jackie shut my foot in the hatchback.
Oh, no.
Thank you for calling, Dwight.
A pleasure, Donna. You want to say goodbye to Jacqueline?
Oh, of course I do.
Hey, Jack.
The lovely Jacqueline Smith.
Yes. Just hand me the phone, Dwight.
Who's the intermediate here?
Yeah. I think he's going to drop me off on the sidewalk. I really do. He's a kookaloo. I don't mind telling you, I think this guy's really nuts. He ought to get himself into some sort of a rehab clinic. That'll help him.
Yeah,
that'll
right.
straighten him out.
You're right.
If he sticks with it.
Right.
He probably won't, though. He should talk to my husband. He's a doctor.
A plastic surgeon.
He's a plastic surgeon. Oh, no.
Hey, did it fall out again?
No, my head's bleeding.
Oh, dear.
Jackie.
I hear Punky Brewster. Dropped a pup. I gotta go.
We gotta go. Bye,
Jackie. See you later, Don.
Bye-bye, Jackie. Jackie Stallone.
Jacqueline Stallone.
Doc Gooden, both of them checking in from Tampa.
That is such an exclusive. I mean, the fact that she was on TV and we had Doc Gooden.
How about that?
Sounded like a voice from the past to me.
Something.
Really did.
We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.